Hello, this is Natasha. And Bertie has asked me to read you two poems written by Alfred Lord Tennyson when he was still a young poet. That was quite a long time ago. In fact, he wrote them in the year 1830. The poems are about the mer people, the half-humans, half-fish who live under the sea. The first poem is called The Merman, and the second, The Mermaid. The Merman. Who would be a merman bold, sitting alone, singing alone, under the sea with a crown of gold on a throne? I would be a merman bold. I would sit and sing the whole of the day. I would fill the sea halls with a voice of power. But at night I would roam abroad and play with the mermaids in and out of the rocks, dressing their hair with a white sea flower and holding them back by their flowing locks. I would kiss them often under the sea and kiss them again till they kissed me laughingly, laughingly. And then we would wander away, away, to the pale green sea groves straight and high, chasing each other merrily. Oh, what a happy life were mine under the hollow-hung ocean green. Soft are the moss beds under the sea, and we would live merrily, merrily. The Mermaid. Who would be a mermaid fair, singing alone, combing her hair, under the sea in a golden curl, with a comb of pearl on a throne? I would be a mermaid fair. I would sing to myself the whole of the day. With a comb of pearl I would comb my hair. And still, as I combed, I would sing and say, "Who is it loves me? Who loves not me?" I would comb my hair till my ringlets would fall lower down, lower down, from under my starry seabird crown, lower down, lower down, and I should look like a fountain of gold springing alone with a shrill inner sound over the throne in the midst of the hall, till that great sea snake under the sea from his coiled sleeps in the central deeps would slowly trail himself sevenfold round the hall where I sate and look in at the gate with his large calm eyes for the love of me and all the mermen under the sea would feel their immortality die in their hearts for the love of me. But at night I would wander away, away. I would fling on each side of my low flowing locks and lightly vault from the throne and play with the mermen in and out of the rocks. We would run to and fro and hide and seek on the broad sea walls in the crimson shells whose silvery spikes are nighest the sea. But if any came near, I would call and shriek, and adown the steep like a wave I would leap from the diamond ledges that jut from the dells. For I would not be kissed by all who would list of the bold merry merman under the sea. They would sue me and woo me and flatter me in the purple twilights under the sea, but the king of them all would carry me, woo me and win me and marry me in the branching jaspers under the sea. Then all the dry-pied things that be in the hueless mosses under the sea would curl around my silver feet silently, all looking up for the love of me. And if I should carol aloud from aloft, all things that are forked and horned and soft would lean out from the hollow sphere of the sea, all looking down for the love of me. And that was The Merman and the Mermaid by Alfred Lord Tennyson. I hope you enjoyed those as much as I did. For now, from me, Natasha. Bye-bye!